And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
Any other names for that?
Not that I know of.
What about a smaller place, maybe on a person's farm, where the families, people in the family were buried?
Still a cemetery, as far as I know.
Okay. And what they put the body in before they buried it?
Casket.
Any old-fashioned?
Coffin.
Okay. And, did you ever hear of, the thing that, what they would, when they'd use this coffin, down in the ground, in the grave, they'd have another box made out of wood that they'd lower the coffin in? Was that before your time? Or?
No, that's a box.
Did you ever hear it called a wooden overcoat?
No, I never heard it called.
And, say, it was a real important man. When he died, everybody came to his
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say they're in
mourning.
And, what if they just completely lose control of themselves? You know, just get really worked up over a death.
Upset and all that matter.
Okay. And, say on an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you say?
Oh, pretty good.
Okay. And, when you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble, you say you've got?
Arthritis, neuralgia.
Okay. Did people used to call it arthritis?
I don't know, really. As far as I know, they did.
Did you ever hear of
rheumatism?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That pretty old fashioned?
Yeah.
And a disease that, well, you don't hear much about it now, but it would affect the throat, and children would choke up in the night from it and die.
Croup.
Well, something worse than that, you get blisters on the inside of the throat.
Diphtheria.
Okay. And,
I had a sister that did that.
Really?
She's a lot older than me. She's over 50 years old now, but she had it when she was real young.
Mm-hmm.
5 or 6 years old, something like that.
What did they give her for?
I don't know. I've heard Mama talk about this. Like I told you last night, there used to be a log camp down here. They called it Old Pine Camp. It's about a mile down here, and there was a lot of families lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And they taken her down there. The doctor was supposed to come there that day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they take her down there to see him, and he treated her for him. Got her well. I don't know just what he did, but she overed it anyway.
Cats can get that, can't they?
I don't think so. Not that I ever heard of.
You've never had that problem?
No.
And a disease that people, well, I guess they still get it, your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow.
Yellow jaundice.
Okay. And when you have a pain down here and you have to have an operation, you say you've had?
Appendicitis.
Okay. Anything old people used to call it? Before they had knew what it was and they died from it?
No, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And, say someone ate something that didn't agree with them and it came back up, you'd say he had the
vomit.
Anything else you might say?
No.
What about a crude way of saying that?
Puke.
Okay. And if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick.
Oh.
Sick where?
In his stomach.
Okay. And
Oh, man.
Say if